Today's Shir Masechta Tanis Daf Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the top of the second line. Amar Bavua, Godel Yom Gishamim. The day that rain comes is even greater than Tchias HaMeisim, than the day when, Mitzvah Hashem, Tchias HaMeisim will happen. For explains the Gemara Dila Tchias HaMeisim, when we speak about Tchias HaMeisim, it's the Tzadikim. Tzadikim will get off for Tchias HaMeisim. However, Rishayim, of course, will not be worthy of Tchias HaMeisim. V'ilu Gishamim, when Gishamim fall, Bein LaTzadikim, Bein LaRishayim, everybody benefits from the Gishamim, from rain, both Tzadikim and Rishayim. So the Ben Yoyada asks, how can we say that rain is greater than Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim is going to be one of those miracles that incredible to fathom. How could the Gemara just make a statement that rain is greater than Tchias HaMeisim? So he explains the Gemara. We quoted this Gemara in our previous year. Masechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph teaches us Kashim is Einosov Shel Adam Kekriyas Yamsov, that Hanosa is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsov. And of course, the explanation of that Gemara is not that it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Panosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is difficult for. The issue is, we who have to receive the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Panosa. For us, we're not always worthy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be so generous with us and bring us Panosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still, even though we're not worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Berachmim HaMerubav, with his tremendous mercy, brings us Panosa. And that was the same at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Because when Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yamsuf, they really weren't worthy of such a tremendous nes like Kriyas Yamsuf. Like the Gemara says, Halolo Avodah Zarah, and Alola Avodah Zarah. We were also Avodah Zarah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Rachmanis, made Kriyas Yamsuf. The same thing is when it comes to Panosa. We're not always worthy of Panosa. And therefore, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much Rachmanis on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Panosa, even though we've not been that worthy. And that's the connection, that Tchias HaMeisim, only those who will be worthy will be Zoicha to Tchias HaMeisim. Those that are not worthy will not have Tchias HaMeisim. When it comes to Panosa, not only is the Panosa going to be given to people who are worthy, but Panosa is even given to people who are not worthy. The Eitz Yosef says that we have to view this Gemara somewhat differently. It says a very important vart. You know, when we speak about Tchias HaMeisim, says the Eitz Yosef, we all recognize that Tchias HaMeisim certainly represents a tremendous nes. But when we look at rain, we don't think of rain being something that's a nes. Teaches us the Gemara that just like when we think about Tchias HaMeisim, we know that Tchias HaMeisim is a nes. Don't think that when we have Panosa, it's any less of a nes. It's all from the Chasdei Hashem and from Nisim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Upligid Rabbi Yosef, Dam Rabbi Yosef, Mitach Shishkul Tchias HaMeisim, he says that they're equal. That's why he says the reason the Mashal Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem was mentioned in the Bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, because they're the same, Kavua B'Tchias HaMeisim. But it's not, according to him, it's not greater, it's the same. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Gadol Yom Gishamim, the rain of the day when it's rain is as great as Kiyom Shnat by Torah, the day that the Torah was given. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Yerev Kamota Lichi, Vei Lekech Ala Torah. Whenever the word Lekech is used, it means Torah. Shneimar, Kelekech Tov Nasat Lechem Torah Sa'al Ta'azoiva. Rav Amar, The day where rain comes is even greater than the day the Torah was given. Whenever we have in a pasuk one thing connected to another pasuk, the smaller thing is connected to the bigger thing. So what we say here that yarev kamota lichi, we're saying Torah is like motor, indicating that motor is even greater. So Daruch Yisharm explains when the Gemara says Il Gishamim Bein Tzadikim Rishoim, that we see that the different things that grow in the winter, they all dry off, the leaves fall off the tree, and then when the spring comes, everything grows again. And that is the lesson to a person. Just like that person should look at himself like that. Just like he maybe has time that he's not in a good place, but he could do tshuva and he could come to a better place. That is the lesson of the rain. So Tchias HaMeisim, explains the Gemara, only those who are tzaddikim will be worthy for Tchias HaMeisim. But when it comes to rain, the lesson of rain, which is the lesson of tshuva, is not limited to tzaddikim. On the contrary, even Rishoyim, even people who haven't acted appropriately till now, just like the rain rejuvenates everything, we, through doing tshuva, can rejuvenate and be on the right track. So the Gemara says that Rav Yosef holds that they're equal. So the Ben Yehuda asks, but didn't the Gemara just prove that Yom Gishamim is greater, because Yom Gishamim is the day, as we just said, that it's for tzaddikim and rishoyim, chameisim is only for tzaddikim. So how will he respond to that? So Ben Yehuda says that although tchias hameisim is only for tzaddikim, and gishamim, as we just explained, are for tzaddikim and rishoyim, but says Ben Yehuda, tchias hameisim will last forever. Whereas rain, as we just explained, rains, the crops grow, but then they again dry up and then have the cycle again. So we just learned in the Gemara, a machloikis, if Yom Gishamim is equal to Tchias HaMeisim or greater. So the Irin Yaakov explained, of course, Tchias HaMeisim is such an incredible miracle that we can't fathom. So how could somebody suggest the rain is greater? So he says that the machloikas is he, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, has to bring rain, he has to think that I'm bringing rain even for the Rishon. And it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring good for people who act so improperly. That what makes Gishamim even greater than Tchias HaMeisim. We also have a shaila, how do we look at Yom Gishamim, rain, vis-a-vis Yom Shenitin B'Torah? So why would we say that Gishamim are greater than Torah? So the Pashup Shad is that who learns Torah? Only Tzadikim learn Torah. Whereas rain, as we've been discussing, helps everyone. Another pshat that the Chidah suggests is that the Gemara we're going to have later, the Gemara teaches us that Eina Gishamim Yardim, Gemara Dav Zayin Amar Beis, Eina Gishamim Yardim, Elam Keim Nimchulav in the same Shei Yisrael. Rain doesn't fall unless our Averis were forgiven. So that's what he says. That's what Yehuda says, that when it rains, it's like Matan Torah. That just like by Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel, forgave us for all of our sins, so too is it when it rains. Rava says it's even greater. Because there, when by Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for all our sins. But how much preparation, he explains, was there for us to be ready for the Matan Torah? So of course, if everybody prepares themselves, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us, it's very understandable. But when rain comes, we don't do what... we don't prepare ourselves in really for the rain. And still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rain for us. That's why it's considered even a greater nes. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Aruch Yisharim that connects Torah to rain. The Aruch Yisharim explains, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Imein kemach ein Torah, v'imein Torah ein kemach. Panosa and Torah are connected to each other. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us panosa so that we should be able to have the time and the ability to learn Torah. And without that, we would not be able to learn Torah. On the other hand, if there was no Torah in the world cannot continue to exist. And that's why what the Gemara means to say here, that's what the Gemara means, says the Aruch Yisharim, by connecting Torah to rain. Says the Gemara, Rava asked the following question. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yerav kamota lichi. V'sei, Ksiv, tizal katayra tamnasi. First, the Torah is compared to rain that comes down strongly. And then the Torah is compared to dew, tau. Im, says the Gemara, tam chachum hagenu, if the person is a tam chachum katal, then learning is teaching katal, v'mlav. That means the Torah is teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us, how should somebody approach teaching somebody Torah? So he says, if the Talmud is willing to learn Torah, so then you should teach him katal. You should teach it to him also in a soft, kind manner. However, mlav, if you have a Talmud who doesn't want to learn, or feyu kamater. I saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains that what the Gemara means to say is rain comes down. What he says, what is the definition between a Talmud Hogum and a Talmud She'enen Hogum? So he explains, a Talmud Hogum is someone, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who has good friends. Someone who has good friends will always ultimately succeed in his ruchnius. But a Talmud She'enen Hogum is someone who doesn't have such type of friends. He associates with people who aren't so great. Such a person needs much more attention. Tanya, Hayyab Ibn Aymer, Kal Isaac Batar Lishma, Evelyn's Tyre Lishma, Tyre Nasis Lay Sam Chaim. The Tyre to him is Sam Chaim, Shneme Eitz Chaim Hilam Achsikim Ba. Vaymer, the Tyre says, the Pasuk says, regarding Tyre, Eitz Chaim Hilam Achsikim Ba. Rufus Hilas Arecha, it's a Rufua. Vaymer, the Pasuk says, Ki Maitse Maitse Chaim, whoever learns Tyre, finds life. Whoever calls the Torah Shloi Lishma, Nasa Lo Sama Mavis. The Torah to him is Sama Mavis. Shnema Yerav Kamota Lichi. Then Arifa Eloshen Hariga. Arifa is another way of saying killing something. Shnema Varfa Sham and Agol Benachal. The Shita, the Rishonim bring down when the Gemara says here regarding Torah Eitz Chaim Hi Lamachzikaba that there's a special mitzvah. When somebody learns Torah, to hold the Sefer. Holding the Sefer is something that is so important to our success in learning. So here our Gemara says that somebody who learns Torah, Shloi Lishma, it's Nasis Loi Sam HaMavis. And Tosfos asked the question that the Gemara, Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Amabeis, teaches us, La'olam Yasek Odom B'Torah Afir Shloi Lishma. A person should learn Torah afir shloi lishma, shematayach shloi lishma, ba'al lishma. So here we're learning that learning Torah shloi lishma is sam ha-mavis, is poison. And there it says that that's the way to grow in learning. So Tosfos answers, if somebody learns Torah amnas lekanter, he's using the Torah that he learns in a negative way, then the Torah is sam ha-mavis. But if somebody learns Torah, even though his purpose of learning Torah is for covered, that he should be called a Talmud Chacham, he should be called a Rebbe, Fitaych Shalai Lashma, Baal Lashma. The Meram Esada says the way to resolve is a person should learn Torah, like the Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us, even Shalai Lashma, Shmetaych Shalai Lashma, Baal Lashma. He says, however, there's another category regarding when we speak about learning. And that's the category of being Mechadesh, Chidushei Torah. Says the Meram Yisada, Chidushei Torah should only be said Lishma. One shouldn't say Chidushim without the proper intent and expect that that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn. The Chaya Adam says that there are three categories. There are people who learn Torah all the time. They're not involved in anybody else. That's a person who learns Torah Lishma. Then you have people that learn Torah, but they also become Rabbonim, and they do that to, not because they necessarily are seeking any ulterior motive. They're using the Torah that they've learned to teach Torah to make a panosa. That's Shloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. And then says the Sfas Emes, that people who learn Torah and have absolutely no intention to do anything with their Torah. They don't appreciate the significance of Torah. They don't use their Torah to live by the Torah, to teach Torah. That's the people it's Nasa Sol Sama Mavis. That Rav Shach Zitzal has a different explanation. He says that there are two elements to Torah. One element of Torah is that we have a mitzvah to learn. There's a mitzvah that every Jew has to learn Torah. Then, says Rav Shach Zitzal, that Torah has in it the special quality that whoever learns Torah, whoever connects himself to Torah, is a person that Torah protects him. As the Gemara often says, Torah magna o matzel. Torah protects us. Says Rav Shach, the special power that Torah has in it, that Torah magna matzlo, so Torah has the ability to protect us, that's only by somebody who learns Torah Lishma. Of course, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah we fulfill even when we learn Torah Shloi Lishma, because as we're learning now, Shetoich Shloi Lishma, Ba Lishma. But the power that Torah has on our lives, that only exists when, says Rav Shach, and I saw actually the Sfas Emes has the same approach, only when somebody learns Torah Lishma. Amalei Rav Yimi Rav Zeira, come teach us something. Amalei, Cholish Libi V'lo Yichalna. I'm very weak and I can't teach at this point. So he said, if that's the case, Leva Ma Milsa D'Agarata. Tell us a Milsa D'Agarata, which is easier to say and easier to understand, and it doesn't take that much energy. Amalei, Hochi Am Rav Yochanan, Ma'idik Siv, Ki Adam Eitz Asada, Lova Panach V'Motza. The question is, the pasuk compares a person to a tree. And the question is, v'chi adam eitz asadahu, is a person indeed a tree? Elam shim d'ksiv, ki menu toich of oisloi sichras. When it says, regarding the tree, don't destroy the tree. V'ksiv, on the other hand, it says, oisa sashals v'karata, that we may destroy the tree. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? Ha-ketzad. Im tamut chochem hagum hu, if he's a tamut chochem, who's Hagen, then that loch is, eat from him and protect him. Vimlav, but if the Talmud Chacham is not a Talmud Chacham who's Hagen, then Oysa Sashas V'Charata. And the Minyan Ben Yayada explains that what makes somebody Hagen, he says that the word Hagen is the same letters as the word Noiga. Noiga means to light. So he says, if this Talmud Chacham acts as a light, everybody, when we sit next to a light, we benefit from the light. If this is a person that is concerned about other people, if this is a person who is about midos, that's the Talmud Chacham who's considered a Talmud Chacham who's hogun. But if this person is a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have the proper midos, he doesn't behave properly, then that person is considered somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham Hagen. And the Mashal says that goes back to what we spoke about earlier, that the Torah is compared to rain or to tau. It depends. If the Talmud Chacham is Baal Midos, that's the Talmud Chacham that's considered Talmud Chacham Hagen. And if not, then not. The Ben Yoyada says that we look at the word Mutter, rain. The Gematria of Mutter is 249. The Gematria of tau is 39. He says the difference between 249 and 39 is the gematria of cherev, the gematria of 210. If you are a Talmud Chacham Hagam, then you bring tau to the world. You bring bracha to the world. And if you're a Talmud Chacham She'ena Hagam, if you have a Talmud Chacham that doesn't behave the way he's supposed to behave, then he brings, not only is his Torah not something that we want, but on the contrary, it brings cherif to the world. And as I saw, the Karen Ayer explains, the Gemara is comparing the Talmud Chacham to the tree. When we look at a tree, we look at the fruit of the tree, and we look at what the tree produces. If we have a Talmud Chacham who acts appropriate, not only is he someone that we should respect and appreciate, but he multiplies and he teaches us Torah, and he teaches us and he has Talmidim who are worthy because of them that the world should exist. But if this is a person who doesn't have those qualities, that he's not about Midos, then his Torah that he teaches is not Torah that we want to learn. And the Talmidim that he produces are not Talmidim that we're looking for Klal Yisrael to have. And that's why the Pasuk says, Oysa Sashkos V'charata. Amar Rami Bachama B'Rav Chanina. Ma'idik Siv, Basel B'Basel Yachad. Pasuk and Mishlei. Vish Yachad B'Pnei Royu. The Torah compares a person and his friends like metal to metal. Loimelach. Ma Basel Zeh. When we look at metal, Echem Echadad Etzchaveroi. You sharpen knife by putting one on top of the other. How does somebody grow in his learning? The way somebody grows in his learning is when people learn together to help each other grow in their learning. And the Mashal explains, this goes back to what we discussed a moment ago. Somebody who learns Torah Shalei Lishma, the Torah becomes a Sam Hamavis. What is such a person? That's the person we said who learns Lekanter. Such an individual, when he learns with somebody else, he's not trying to learn with the other person that they should together grow in their learning. He's learning from the other person because he wants to use that as an opportunity to knock the other person. But if he learns with the other person, lishma, so when he learns with another individual, his learning is that he should be able to come to what's great. And that's way he's learning, then that will happen. The Yavit says that from here it seems that we're not supposed to learn by ourselves. Talmid Chachamim mechadad in zeh zeh b'alocha. But he asks, doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos, "Menayin shafilu echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'Torah," that if somebody is learning Torah by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaveh le'ischar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him reward, and the Divrei Shol, Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon, the Lamber Gerov, asks, the Torah says, the Pasuk says, "B'chamakam asher askes shemi, ovei lecha v'rachticha." As long as somebody's learning, there is bracha. So the answers, the Yavetz answers, that if you live in a place where you could have a Rebbe who could teach you, where you could have colleagues who you could learn with, and there, and you don't take that opportunity, and you remain learning by yourself, that's unacceptable. But if you don't have that opportunity, and you take the attitude, well, I don't have a Rebbe, I don't have Chaverim, so I'm not going to learn, that's unacceptable. And the Meram Minson, we'll speak about this, goes on to say that Bezman HaZeh, we have Svarim. So all what we're learning in our Gemara is when we don't have Svarim to help us learn. But when we have Svarim or other ways to help us grow in our learning, that's very much acceptable. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed makes a very interesting point. He says it's very common that when a Rav or Rosh Yeshiva, anybody, gives a shir, public shir, he begins with the words, "Ma'arev Rabbeisai, my teachers, my Rabbeim." And the audience are not "Ma'arev Rabbeisai." And how could he say such words which are just untrue? So one approach he takes is based on what the Mishnah Brewer says, that in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yudalid says that when somebody cuts the challah, he should always say Brushus. We know when somebody makes Kiddush, they say Savri, Maronav Rabbanav Rabbeisai. The people that he's taking Brushus from, I'm cutting my challah in my home. My guests are not the people I need permission from. When I'm making Kiddush to my family members, they're not Maronav Rabbanav Rabbeisai. So the Mishnah Brewer says that there in Sifkot Nahai, in Sefkat Na'ayin Hey, Afila Agol Hu Abitzei Hu Balabayis, even if the person who's cutting the bread is the balabas of the house, he's the most significant person sitting at the table, Mishum Midas Anova, to show proper modesty, Tzorach Litul Rishus. It's appropriate to take Rishus, as if, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kilayim Gedoyel Memenu, as if they are greater than him. But then, he takes a different approach. He takes the approach from what we're learning in our Gemara. We're learning in our Gemara that Tamidei Chachamim Mechadetin Zezeh Balocha. The Rebbe, as we're going to learn, grows because of the Talmidim. And because the Rebbe grows because of the Talmidim, they are indeed Meirei V'Rabbosai. The way the Rebbe was able to grow was because of the Talmidim. And that's why they're called, that's why using the words Meirei V'Rabbosai is appropriate. Amar Rabba Babachana, Lom Nimsha Divertar Ka'esh. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shanemar, Haloi Koi Devari Ka'esh Num Hashem. Lom Lach Ma Ish Enedoyle Yechidi. Fire doesn't get burnt when you have just one piece of wood. After Retire Emeskaim Beyechidi, Torah needs a group to succeed. Vahanad Amar Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Maidik Siv. The Pasuk says, Cherev Al Ba'ad V'Noyalu. Cherev. So name shall Tamid Chachamim. Tamid Chachamim deserve Misa Chas V'Shalom. Im Oiskim Bad Ba'ad B'Torah. If they learn by themselves, V'Loi Oid El Shem Etapshim. If you learn Torah by yourself, you become foolish. Shenemar V'Noyalu. V'Loi Oid El Shechaitim. They're considered sinners. K'siv Hocha V'Noyalu. V'Ksiv Hosom. When Klal Yisrael, when Aaron and Miriam spoke badly about Moshe, the pasuk says, "Ashna al nuvin tanu." How do we know that the word noyal means an avera? The pasuk says, "Noyal lo yisore etzoyin v'hissu es mitzrayim." So we see that they did avera. Noyal speaks to avera. Somebody who learns Torah all by himself is considered as if he learned Torah. And as I saw, Rav Berel Pavarsky Shlita in his Sefer Bat Kodesh explains that when we speak about learning Torah as part of a group, we are not to look at it as some sort of a good thing to do to learn Torah when you're with a group of other people. He explains learning Torah in a group is essential to success in learning Torah. And somebody who doesn't learn Torah in the group, when he have the ability to learn Torah with his group, then his Torah is not considered valid. And in fact, the Yaivitz discusses that if somebody has an opportunity, he's living in Chutz Laretz, and he's living in Chutz Laretz, but in Chutz Laretz, he has a chabura, he has a group with whom he can learn Torah. On the other hand, if he has the opportunity to go live in Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael, he won't have a group with learning Torah. What should he do? And he says that this, that the Gemara says that you're supposed to learn Torah with a group, is only in Chutz Laretz. But we know Avir da Ara Machkim, there's a special power to the Torah that we learn in Chutz Laretz. Therefore, he says, once you go live in Eretz Yisrael, even though it means not learning Torah with a group. The Prima Godim, however, makes the point, even though we're learning here how important it is to learn Torah in a Chabura, he says sometimes somebody learns in a Beis Medrash, and there are many people learning in a Beis Medrash, and it's difficult to concentrate with all the noise that's in the Beis Medrash. And everybody has to know themselves. It says the Prima Godim, if learning Torah in such a environment is difficult for him to learn that way, so then the point that we're learning that you should learn Torah in a Chabura doesn't exist. So when we speak about learning Torah, as I said before, the Maramin says that Bezman is there when we have Sfarim, and the Sfarim are written by Talmidei Chachamim from previous generations, they could help us learn Torah. The Kilesh Yitzchak explains that although studying Torah with Chavrusa has benefits, but it also has a drawback, because sometimes somebody who learns with a Chavrusa will speak, they'll start speaking Divrei B'Talim, they won't be speaking about things that are related to their learning. So he explains, if somebody feels that he can accomplish more by learning alone, he's allowed to do so. On the other hand, if he feels he can accomplish more with a chavrusa, he should learn with a chavrusa. So he explains that when Rabbi Yossi Bechanina in the Gemara that we just learned says bad but bad, he says we're talking here about two Talmid Chachamim who are each studying by themselves, but they're sitting next to each other. So he says, in such a situation, you only have disadvantages. You don't have the benefit of a chavrusa because each one of them is learning by themselves. But because they're sitting so close to each other, you have the disadvantage that they may start speaking during the learning. And therefore, he explains, one has to look at every situation, what is the appropriate thing for him to do. The Mashav explains that what's so important about learning with a chavrusa. So he explains that what we gain from learning with a chavrusa is that if somebody makes a mistake, so his chavrusa can make him, could help him not correct him if he's learning a mistake. But I saw a very beautiful vart from Meir Shapiro Zatzal. He says that habadim, when we think about badim, the word badim is the poles that we find that were on the side of the Orin in the Beis HaMikdash. Explains Rav Meir Shapiro, what the Gemara is teaching us is, Cherev al Sineim shel Talmid Chachamim she'oskim bad b'ta'ad b'Torah, that you have to have people that support others that learn Torah. But if you have people, he goes on to say, that support those that learn Torah. There are people who take money out of their pocket to help others learn Torah. And instead of the people who are supposed to learn Torah, thanks to the support of those individuals, don't learn Torah. So cherev, they deserve punishment because habadim. You had people that took money out of their pocket, strained themselves to help other people learn Torah, and you don't learn, that's terrible.
Why is Torah considered like a wood? As the pasuk says, Eitz chaim hila mechzikim bo. We know that the small pieces of wood make the larger pieces of wood light. The younger Talmidim help the older Talmidim grow. I learned much from my Rabbeim, Mechaverai, Yosem Rabbeisai, and from my Chaverim I learned even more. And I learned from my Talmidim even more. And the Ben Yehuda explains that the order of the Gemara is very specific. First, a person has to have a Rebbe. When somebody is beginning to learn and he doesn't have that all the background that he needs to have, he first has to learn from a Rebbe. When he matures, he graduates, then the next stage in his success in learning is by learning with a chavrusa. And when he goes even to a higher madrega, where how will he grow in his learning? The way he grows in his learning is by having talmidim. Somebody has that's the progression how somebody is supposed to learn Torah. Rachanin about Papa Romi. Ksiv lekras tzomei hisoyamayim, that we're supposed to bring the water to the thirsty person. Ksiv hoikot tzomei lecholamayim, that the thirsty person is supposed to go to the water. How do we reconcile these tzokim? So says the Gemara, Tam Chacham Hagam Hu, if you have a Tam that wants to learn from you, then you should do whatever it takes to teach him. Lekras tzomei hisoyamayim, you should take and teach him Torah. Vim lav, you don't have to exert yourself to teach him Torah. All you have to do is let him come in. And the Ben Yehuda explains that if we see a Talmud is not behaving, as we keep on repeating in our shiur today, if we see a Talmud is not behaving the way he's supposed to behave, so we don't have to exert ourselves to teach him Torah. But if we see that this Talmud is prepared to come learn Torah, the fact that this Talmud is showing that he's so interested in coming to learn Torah is a proof that there is hope for him. And in fact, he says
The famous Gemara says, or Gamaliel says, that kol talmud ain't toicha kabaroi. Any Talmud who wasn't completely sincere, ayikonis lebeis hamidrash, he says that's only by somebody who he was certain was ain't toicha kabaroi, that he wasn't sincere in his learning. But anybody who's somewhat, even there's a chance that he's sincere in his learning, we should do whatever we can to help him succeed in his learning. Rachanina bar chomer rami ksev yefutza ma'inasecha chutza, that somebody should teach Torah publicly. Ksev yehi lechal levadecha, you should keep the Torah private. How do we reconcile this? Again, if you see that there are talmidim who could gain from your learning, then yefutza ma'inasecha chutza, go seek out and teach them Torah. M'lav yehi lechal levadecha. Amrav Chanina bar Idi, lama nimshal adivir Torah l'mayim. Why is Torah considered like water? The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, Hoy called some lechulamayim loymalach ma mayim manichem makim gevoy vaochle makim namach. We know that water flows down. So too after the Torah, she'em eskaim el mishdat shvela. Torah, one can only succeed in learning if somebody is modest. I saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid to Rebbe says, Ein ribui echa ribui el lamad. One of the rules that the Gemara often says is Ein ribui echa ribui. When you have a double ribui, it's lamad. Vein miut echa miut. When you have a double miut, el larabbis. Ein ribui echa ribui. If somebody is very arrogant, then the halacha is that lamad, he won't succeed. He'll only lose the Torah that he goes with. But miyut achamiyut, somebody who is a miyut achamiyut, who considers himself modest and humble, l'rabbis, he will grow in Torah. And that's why I saw from the Sefer Yisrael Bracha, the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we discussed after Rosh Hashanah quite extensively, the first mitzvah that the Torah gives Moshe Rabbeinu is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. What the Torah was telling Moshe Rabbeinu is learn the first mitzvah. The first thing that a person is supposed to learn is that he should be like the moon. We know, as we discussed quite extensively, at the beginning of the month, the moon is very small. So too, Torah, if somebody wants to learn Torah, he has to learn the lesson of the moon. Yaakov Avinu, who we know Yaakov Avinu represents Torah, what does Yaakov Avinu say? Katanti mikolach sodim. Because I'm so katanti, that's why I could grow in Torah. Bam Rabbi Lam Nimshad Vitara Lashlosha Mashkin Alalo. Torah is compared to these three beverages: Mayim, water, yayin, wine, chol of milk. The ksiv hoy katsum lchulamayim, as we just said. The ksiv lchu shiver v'echlu lchu shiver b'loy kesu u'b'loy mechir yayin v'cholov. As we're going to learn that we should use the most inexpensive kalim for keeping them stored well. After Vitaira, so to the Vitaira can only have success. El Bemisha Data Shvela, somebody who is modest. Karamale Bati the Kesre Rav Shuba Chananya. I Chachma Fura Bekli Mechor. You are such a great Talmud Chacham, but you're not a good-looking individual. Amalei, avach your father, Rami Chamra b'mina de pachra, does he leave wine in earthenware kalim? Amalei, al b'mayin nirmei. And what else should he store them? Amalei, he said to her, atin d'chshivusa, you are who are such special people, you're the family of the king, Rami b'mayin de kava kaspa, you ought to leave it in silver and gold, in gold and silver vessels. Azav Amalei Levu. So she went and told her father to do so. Ramya Lechamre B'mani Da'av Kaspa. And he did that. He put the wine into gold and silver cups. V'takuf. And they got spoiled. Amalei. Azav Amalei. So she went and told her father. Amalei Labarti. So the king said to his daughter, Mat Amalei Chachi. Who was the one that told you to do something like this? Amrle, she said, Rav Shuba Chananya. It was Rabbi Shuva Hananya who told me to do this. So Kayua, so she called him. Amalei, my Amrit Lehachi, why did you do so? Amalei, ki echa da Amrali, Amrala. Somebody, what she said to me, I said to her. She said to me, the why is the Torah by you, who you're not such a good-looking person. So I said, you should learn that lesson. And the lesson, as Rashi says, is that a person, Rashi explains, that the lesson of this Gemara is that a person should keep himself modest, as we've been learning, to succeed in learning. And the way a person is modest is by not being such a good-looking individual, that keeps him modest. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach. He says that the Gemara is teaching us that somebody who's a Talmid Chacham should be focused on Torah and not be focused on Gashmius, not be focused on the clothing that he wears. Ask the Gemara, Vahikas Shapira the Gemiri, don't we see that there are people who are good looking and are Talmid Chachamim? Answers the Gemara, I havu sonu, if they weren't good looking, they would have been even bigger Talmid Chachamim. And again, with the approach to Chasam Sofer, it's very understandable. If these people would have not thought about Gashmius, if these people would have just thought about Torah, as great as Talmid Chachamim they would have been, they would have even been greater Talmid Chachamim. Well, according to Rashi's Pshat, they would have been even more modest. And the more modest the person is, the greater he could succeed in his learning. That if somebody doesn't watch them, they could spill. After Torah, Eim Shtachin El Behesach Adas. Somebody who doesn't constantly think about Torah, will not succeed. And I saw the Ben Yoyada explains. Divrei Torah are compared to water. That's the Torah Shebiksav, because everybody learns Torah Shebiksav. Milk is Torah Shebalpeh. That not everybody drinks milk. Milk is more expensive. Talmid Chachamim learn Torah Shebalpeh. And Yayin is compared to the Sisrei Torah, Niknas Yayin Yotzei Soid, that even fewer people learn Torah. In fact, I saw that the Klaus Magrebbe said that the Minig by the Divrei Chaim was that by the Seder, when we drank the Dalek Kaisis, he said that he would be careful to drink the Dalek Kaisis only from a glass cup. Because in our Gemara, we're learning that wine, if for it to be considered right, it should not be put in a silver and a gold cup. And that's why he would drink, he himself, he says, and that was the minig that he had from his forefathers, that they would drink, that they would always learn Torah. They would always drink by the Seder from a glass cup. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanoi, Gol Yom Gshamim K'yom Shenivir Shemayim V'aretz. When it rains, going back to what we began the shiur with, to the subject of rain, says the Gemara, rain is like the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Shenema Harifu Shemayim Imal U'Shchokim Yizlu Tzedek Tiftach Oretz. The pasuk says barosiv, barisim leinemer. The pasuk speaks about the day that rain comes, and the pasuk also doesn't say barosim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but the Gemara says barosim, barosiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it rains, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world. Amar Rav Ashi, Godel Yom Gshamim. The day of raining is so great. Shafili Yeshua Parvaravaba. That is the day where Nisim happened. Shnema Tiftach Eretz VeYifurasha. Yifurasha. We have Yeshua's on the day of rain. Amrav Tanchem Echnoloi. Engisham Yardim Elnke Nimchala Vesenin Shal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch only brings rain to Klai Yisrael when our avers were forgiven. Shnema. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ritzis Hashem Artzecha, Shafta Shvus Shvus Yaakov, the Sos Avoyna Mecha, Kesisa Kol Chatosam Sela." When all of the avers are covered, are forgiven, then there's rain. Amalei Zeirim Adi Havis. Ziri came from the city of Havis, said to Ravina, "Atem Mahalchem Esnisla, you learned this concept that rain only comes when a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives our avers from that pasuk." But he said to him, "Anam Mahalchem Esnisla, I learned from this pasuk." The pasuk says, "Va'ata tishma shemayim." When Shlomo Melech finished building the Beis Hamikdash, he davened, And he said, "Va'ata tishma shemayim v'solachtu l'chatas avadecha v'amcha Yisrael," that you'll be moichel the averis. And then he continues saying, "Nosat mot al artzcha asher nosat al amcha l'nachla." After HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for our averis, rain comes. Amar Tavchan Rei Rav Chiya ish kfar akoy. Enek shem netzorim elam ken eschay v'sunayim she Yisrael. If Klai Yisrael, this is a euphemism, if Klai Yisrael has done averus to the degree that Rachman Litzlon, they deserve to be destroyed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back the rain. There won't be rain and snow, chotu, because Klai Yisrael did averus. You learned it from that pasuk, and no mahachem asnilah. I learned it from this pasuk, the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning of the shir from Krishma. V'atzah shemayim, v'lo yimata v'adam l'sitem shivula v'vratem heira. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when won't there be rain? When Klai Yisrael v'vratem heira are deserving of being wiped out. Amar Rav Chisda ening sham nisarim el v'shvil bitl trumas ha-maisrus. If Klai Yisrael don't give the trumas ha-maisrus that we're obligated to give, the rain is held back. Shenema Tzio gam choyim yigzlu mei meshelik. My mashma, how do we see that this pasuk teaches us because we don't give trumas ha-maisrus there won't be rain? Says the Gemara Tanya Bei Rishmol. B'shvil shedvarim shetzvisi eschem b'mayis ha-chamal. What I told you to do in the summer, that's when the fruits are ready, and you could give trumas ha-maisrus. V'loy asisim, and you haven't done so, yigzlu mechem mei meshelik b'mayis ha-chamal, you won't have rain in the winter. People who speak Lashon Hara cause that there should be no rain. Shenemar, Ruach Tzofa Techoyel Geshem, Uponim Nizomim Lashon Seser. Because people say Lashon Hara, which they say quietly, that causes there should be no rain. Amrav Sala, Amrav Amnuna, Eni Gesham Netzarim El Beshvil Azei Ponim. Rain is not held back because people act with a chutzpah. Shnema v'yimna revivim v'malkish loyhaya. There's no rain. Metzach isha zayin ha'yelecha. Because mi'anta likolim, you speak and you're not embarrassed. That causes that there should be no rain. V'amrav k'sala, amrav amnuna. Kol adam sheish le'azaz ponim. If chas v'sholim, somebody acts that way, soif nechshba avera. He will fall into the averus of immorality. Shnema, if you're not a person that gets embarrassed, if you're a person that acts that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that you will have a nesoyin, you'll be tested with znus. He says that if you see a person acts in such a fashion, you could be certain that this is an individual who has already done an avera of immorality. Shnema hayulcha, v'loy nema yilcha. You acted this way, and this is why you became an asponim. Amar Rabbi Funa, kol adam sheyesh lo asponim. If somebody an asponim, mutar l'kroyes rosha. Shnema ha'ez ish rosha b'fonav. If you see somebody acts with azus, you could call him a rosha. Even though the loch is, Rashi explains, that you're not allowed to call a person a Rasha, but somebody, and the Gemara says that if somebody calls somebody a Rasha, you're allowed to give him Malkus, but if a person acts this way, you're allowed to do so. I also saw that sometimes you are allowed to publicize things when there's something positive could come out of it. If there's a child, Rahman Tzlan, is a mamzer, and we want to make sure that everybody realizes he's a mamzer and nobody should marry him, you could give him a name that indicates that about him. Amrav Katin Ma'enig Sharm Tsaram El Bishvil Bittl Torah. Shnem about Saltayim Yimach HaMikra. Bishvil Atzo Shai Bisrael. Because Klai Yisrael were lazy, Shalai Oskar B'Torah, they didn't learn Torah, Nasa Sel Kadosh Baruch Humach. It makes us poor, which means there's no rain. Deimach el anani shenemar, as the pasuk says, if somebody, the Torah has the parasha of Erchin, that everybody has a certain value, and based on their age and their gender, and if somebody, the Torah says, can't afford it because machu, he's poor. Deimekar el kadosh baruch shenemar mekar b'mayim el yosef. Kadosh baruch holds back panasa if people don't learn Torah. Rav Yosef amahacha v'atem loy ra'ah bahir hu b'shchakim v'ra'ach avra v'tatarim. Ein Oro Tyra, Oro always means Tyra. Shenema kina mitzvah v'tyra or, bar hu b'shchakim. Tana de Be'er Shmo, afil b'shchash v'ki nasa b'hurim b'hurim. When the sky is full of clouds, so it's clearly an indication it's about to rain, l'hoiru talamotar, but if a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we're not learning Tyra, ruach ever t'tarim, the clouds disperse and there is no rain. Om Rav Ami Engisham Nitzarim El Bavon Gezel, because people chas v'sholem steal. Shnam al kapayim kisa or. Bavon kapayim, that people steal with their hands, kisa or, there is no rain. Ven kapayim al chomas, shnam al chomas, the pasuk says that when Yonah came to the city of Nineveh, he told them they should do tshuva, menachomas, shall kapayim, from the, what they stole with their hands. Vein or al mata, shnam al yofitz anon oiroi. Maita kante, what should somebody do that there was gezel in that world, and they should be able to get rain. Yarbet tefila, he should daven shnema v'yitzav alav b'mafgia. Then begiel tefila shnem v'at al tespal ba'adam hazeh v'al tifka bi. So why is tefila the etza? So I sort of the sefer Beis Pinchas explains that when we have avera ben odom lamakom, it's much easier to do tshuva. But when you have ben averis ben adam l'chaveroi, tshuva isn't adequate because you didn't do an avera strictly against Hashem. You did an avera against another person. So, but let's say you don't know who you stole from. If you know who you stole from, so the tshuva is obvious. The tshuva is return what you stole from the individual you stole from. But if the Aveira, but if you stole and you don't know from whom you stole, what should you do? So the only Eitzah, explains the Sefer Beis Pinchas, is the Gemara tells us, is Davin. Davin, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should cause that this person or people whom you stole from, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should give them the in their heart that they should be Moichel you. And if they're going to be Moichel you, then there will no longer be any issue. Continues the Gemara. V'amar of Ami, Maidik Siv, Imkea Basel, V'loi Ponim Kilkel. Amrisa Rikia Shikea Kabazel. If you see the sky is not strong, Milahoi Ritalamater, from bringing rain, B'shvil Masa Adoshem Kukolim. It's because people aren't acting appropriately. Shinema V'huloi Ponim Kilkel. Mata Kantam, Yvskabru Barachmim. They should daven Shinema V'chayolim Yagaber. The pasuk continues, "V'yisrin hachsher chokma koshkein im huchshim aseim meikara." That if they always did the right thing, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us bracha for acting the way He wants us to act.